D.H. Lawrence, A Short Story Collection. An Introduction. David Herbert Lawrence was born on the 11th of September, 1885, in Eastwood, Nottinghamshire, a coal mining town where the reality of a harsh life was only useful as experiences for future literary works. He was educated at Beauville Board School and became the first local boy to receive a scholarship to attend Nottingham High School. After 3 years, he became a junior clerk in Haywood's surgical appliances factory. He was also attempting a literary career, which, in the short term, led to a teacher training position in Eastwood and later a teaching qualification from University College, Nottingham. Lawrence's first efforts were poems, short stories, and a draft of The White Peacock. Moving to London and a teaching position in Croydon, his writing attracted the attention of Ford Madox Ford, editor of the English Review, and he commissioned him to write Odour of Chrysanthemums. Wanting to write full-time, he now began work on what would become Sons and Lovers. In 1912, he met the older and married mother of three, Frieda Weekly. They eloped to Germany, and here Lawrence could see for himself the growing tensions with France. So keen was his interest that he was arrested and accused of being a British spy. In early 1914, Frieda obtained her divorce and they returned to Britain to be married just days before the outbreak of war. Owing to her German parentage and his own public dislike of militarism and violence, the couple were treated with contempt and suspicion throughout the war years. Despite this, he continued to write, but his reputation in England was so tarnished and mirrored by his own disdain for the country, he and Frieda left. He and Frieda left England in November 1919, first for Europe and then America, via Ceylon and Australia. They bought a ranch in Taos, New Mexico, and visited Mexico several times. The third visit, in March 1925, caused a near-fatal attack of malaria. To convalesce, they moved to Florence. Here he continued work on Lady Chatterley's Lover, which for many years would cause controversy. A renewed interest in oil painting resulted in an exhibition in 1929, which was raided by the police, and several works were confiscated. D.H. Lawrence died of complications arising from a bout of tuberculosis on the 2nd of March, 1930, in Vence, France. He was 44.
The Rocking Horse Winner by D.H. Lawrence. There was a woman who was beautiful, who started with all the advantages, yet she had no luck. She married for love, and the love turned to dust. She had bonny children, yet she felt they had been thrust upon her, and she could not love them. They looked at her coldly, as if they were finding fault with her, and hurriedly she felt she must cover up some fault in herself. Yet what it was that she must cover up, she never knew. Nevertheless, when her children were present, she always felt the centre of her heart go hard. This troubled her, and in her manner she was all the more gentle and anxious for her children, as if she loved them very much. Only she herself knew that at the centre of her heart was a hard little place that could not feel love, no, not for anybody. Everybody else said of her, "She's such a good mother, she adores her children." Only she herself and her children themselves knew it was not so. They read it in each other's eyes. There were a boy and two little girls. They lived in a pleasant house with a garden, and they had discreet servants and felt themselves superior to anyone in the neighbourhood. Although they lived in style, they felt always an anxiety in the house. There was never enough money. The mother had a small income, and the father had a small income, but not nearly enough for the social position which they had to keep up. The father went into town to some office, but though he had good prospects, these prospects never materialised. There was always the grinding sense of the shortage of money, though the style was always kept up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?